When we lived in the Netherlands for 10 years, I cherish all the people that I met and our friends, Jake and Yoka, a beloved couple. Actually, when I first met Jake, all I could think of is, oh, I hope he has a wife that's real special because he is so special. And indeed, she turned out to be as special as he was. So after we knew them for a year or so, she said to me, I know your children, but you've never met mine, so I want to have you over for a Sunday dinner, typical Dutch Sunday family dinner. So Charles and I went, and it was the most beautiful dining table laden with just an amazing meal. And they also had their two daughters, their daughters' husbands, and their grandchildren. So we all had our dinner, and then, as in any family, almost in any country, the stories come out. And the stories evolved into what happened during World War II. Jake was 5 years old during World War II, and he remembers the hunger winter of 1944. It's when the Dutch only ate tulip bulbs in that area because the Nazis were going to starve them. And they ate so many tulip bulbs that their skin turned yellow. Jake was telling us the story about his older brother who just sat and gnashed his teeth and rocked and rocked and rocked because he was so hungry. And I realized how fortunate I was because I had no memories of World War II. I didn't have to go through any of that. So I explained it to him. I said, I was 8 years old in 1953 when we moved to Chattanooga, Tennessee. I said, the war was ancient history to me. It had just been 8 years before. But for me, that's my whole life. I said, but I remember I was in a new school in Chattanooga, and they took us into the auditorium, and they told us that we were going to make Red Cross boxes for children our age in Europe. They said, you can only put one pencil and two crayons, no more, and a piece of soap, a little piece of rag, and a couple other things I don't remember all, but I do remember them saying, don't put three crayons, only two, any colors. So we did. We went up and down, filling the boxes and filling the boxes, and as the boxes grew, then somebody put them in a brown cardboard box and sealed them up, and that was all I ever knew. And I said, that's the only story I can think of. And then Yoka, the wife, said, when I was 5 years old and I was in my classroom at school, a man came in and had a brown box. And when he opened it, he had little red boxes that he gave to all of us. And I remember opening that red box and finding two crayons, the most precious thing I could have ever gotten. And we looked at each other. And all those years later, I realized that the work I'd done as an 8-year-old really made somebody happy in another country. And we both looked at each other and we hugged each other.